Welcome to the Sparkles of Gold Astrology Manifesto Podcast. This is Nicolas Polymanakos, and today I am with
Colin Hawkett of Honeycomb Collective
and Madeline DeCotes.
First question: what is your favorite astrological technique as of late?
I think perfections is the one that I'm paying the most attention to at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah, Hellenistic perfections. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then how about you?
I've been focusing lately on just getting people to look at the ruler of their ascendant, and just as a great starting point for entering the chart, where is that ruling planet and what does that tell you about the native's direction and purpose?
Okay. And side note here, you both mentioned perfections, and then the ruler of the chart, your company is called Honeycomb,
mm-hmm.
correct? And when people go to your website and they order a calendar, a book, they can see the perfections, yes? Is there ways for them to look at...
Yeah, there is. You can get a Hellenistic plugin that has perfections, planetary condition, and zodiacal releasing from whichever lot you'd like to choose.
Okay. All right. Next question. Your first memory connected to astrology.
Right. Okay. So my stepmother's mother had a boyfriend who was an astrologer. And so I reckon I might have been five, and he did my chart, and he said, oh, this is, you know, he saw some Jupiter stuff, I guess, and was like, oh, yeah, this is a neat chart. Good luck to you. This is great. And I'm like, whoa, that's like, what the hell is that?
And yeah, you said 5 years old?
I get like maybe six, you know, like just old enough to be like, whoa, that's really
right.
Cool.
Yeah, and then, it'd be interesting to go back and look at your chart back then if you could dial in and see what was happening.
I know,
yeah.
I think he was just doing my natal chart, but it was just the fact that he was doing that and drawing his pictures, and it was super cool.
Interesting enough, by perfection year, you would have been in your fourth house possibly, or fifth?
Yeah, I guess maybe even sixth or...
Yeah, right,
yeah.
Okay.
And now I'm doing that day to day.
Yeah. And you, what's your first memory connected to astrology?
Yes, I can't remember the earliest like time, for instance, but my mom was always into sun sign astrology, and we would read together the like Rob Bresney Free Will astrology horoscopes, mm-hmm. which are in the back of just every alternative, you know, newspaper in the country, in the U.S. at least. And so I remember the first time that I made a decision based on astrology as a teenager. I have Uranus in the first. I was dropping out of high school so that I could, like, teach myself, like, finish my own degree. And my mom just, like, looked at the Aries horoscope at that time. She's like, oh, well, it says, like, you're leaving institutions to, like, chart your own path. So, like, I guess that makes sense.
That
sticks with me in terms of major life decisions based on astrology.
But that's interesting. Both your first memories with astrology and in a sense, from hearing to both of you, there is some sort of in your case, it was very obvious a change in the switch that you connected with. Mm-hmm. But it sounds like you, when you were younger too, had some basic major shift happen. Even though you're a kid, that's what you're telling me your first memory is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the types of things where everything's different from that point on, possibly, you know, kind of feeling. So
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, here's my last question, and we'll start with you. What's a book right now you're into or read that's not connected to astrology?
Yeah, I started reading this book called, which I'm not going to remember the actual title, but I think it's Animal Languages or Animal Communication. And so it's just a conglomeration of little, you know, facts and studies about how, just like, what is the, you know, what are the linguistics, the various forms that, you know, various animals use. Like, there are all these studies that compare animals who can, like, learn human language, but then what is their own native way of speaking in terms of, like, bird calls or body language, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, I do have a Pisces-Mercury-ruled sixth house, Gemini sixth, so, yeah, it checks out. as an interest.
Yeah, no.
Animal communication.
Yeah.
But it's not astrology related.
Yeah. We all know
but,
it.
But it is.
We're always connecting it back. I know.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. And for you, what's a book you've been into or talk about? Or?
I've been reading Sand Talk by a guy called Tyson Yunker Porter. And it's essentially an indigenous wisdom, and ways of thinking about the current malaise and issues and the way that society lives and works and capitalism and all sorts of stuff like that in from an indigenous lens, like primarily indigenous Australian, but also like bringing his conversations with, you know, indigenous Scandinavians and indigenous Americans and that stuff into it. And it's really mind-blowing. And like I kind of read a chapter and then sit with it for a few weeks and then read another chapter. And it's, highly recommend it, even though I haven't quite finished it yet.
And what's the name of the book again?
Sand Talk.
Sand Talk.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for answering my three questions. Where can people find you on the internet? So on and so forth.
Well, you can find us at honeycomb.co. That's honeycomb.co. Or on Instagram and Twitter at @hnycmb_co. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Say that three times fast.
Yeah, famous underscore IG. Yeah.
When people have already taken the handle that you would like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, but I looking at your handle on IG, it's very unique to you. With visually, you look at it with the underscores and the dots. So.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay. Well, thank you.
Thanks,
Nick. Thanks so much, Nicholas. Yeah.